Left You Dead by Peter James, read by Daniel Wayman. In memory of our beloved Oscar, and to all pets everywhere, thank you for the unconditional love you bring your humans. And a special shout out to Spooky, Wally, Willy and Woo, and all the rest of our furry and feathered gang. Chapter 1. Sunday, the 1st of September. Most Sundays, at some point, they bickered over something. Mostly about nothing important, and mostly it blew over quickly when they just looked at each other and laughed it off. And this Sunday afternoon, coming up to their fourth wedding anniversary in just a few weeks' time, was no exception. Today's bickering had been about cat litter. Niall's driving scared Eden at the best of times, although he'd only had the one accident. A few years ago, he was driving them home from a date and had rolled their car. He'd been showing off, stupidly, he confessed. They'd just bought a new, well, second-hand, Golf GTI, and he was demonstrating how quick it was when, in the murmured words of one of the traffic cops to colleagues attending the scene, he'd run out of talent. Today, they'd been arguing for the past half hour as they headed home. And, as ever, when Niall was annoyed, he drove their BMW faster than normal. They'd already had one near miss as he'd passed a car towing a caravan, pulling in just feet in front of an oncoming Land Rover. Great, Eden thought. I'm going to die any minute, and my last words on Earth will have been cat litter. Look, do we really need to get it now, darling? Niall said, calming a little. I want to try to catch the end of the Grand Prix. You can watch it on catch-up. Not the same. He wound down his window and chucked a tired piece of gum out, fished in his pocket and chewed on a fresh tab. I wish you wouldn't do that. Wrap it up and put it in a bin, she tutted. We do need to get it now. You were going to pick it up on Friday and you forgot, she reminded him. And you were going to pick it up yesterday and you forgot again. I know, but I was busy. Trying to earn money. 3 airport runs and only one stingy tip. You should think about working for Uber. You can rate your passengers. Give them 1 star if they don't tip. The day I work for Uber, he replied, will be the day I own it. She let that go, Niall and his big dreams, not wanting their row to flare up again. It'll take me just 5 minutes to dash in and get it. He grunted. She leaned forward and picked his iPhone up. Just going to look at the photos you took today. Can't believe you let your phone battery run so low. It has a much better camera. I would have charged it in the car if you'd remembered to get a new cable that actually works. I've turned it off to conserve what's left, she said, flicking through the maze of apps. You should have charged it last night. She shook her head. Well, I didn't. He grunted again. Christ. She said, continuing to look through his apps. How many apps do you have on here? You must have over 100. Bet you don't even remember what half of them are. You said you were going to get rid of the ones you never use. Oh, I will when I have time. She shook her head, grinning. If it makes you happy to have them. He grinned back. Actually, it makes me happy. Oh, that's terrible. She found a folder, labelled Photography, which contained the camera and albums, and tapped on photos. There were several, taken earlier this afternoon, of the beautiful exterior of a grand Elizabethan mansion and its magnificently kept grounds, looking their best in the late summer sun. The lake, the views across the South Downs, then several of her in tight white shorts and a pink top, leaning against a wooden railed fence with the lake behind. Wow! You've taken some great ones of me, she said. Love them. Well, some of them. They'd have been even better on your phone. Surreptitiously, she deleted the ones she liked the least, leaving just one that she was really happy with, the one of her standing with the lake in the background. Then she went back to going through the apps. What's this one? Mind Node? No idea. I'll delete it for you, shall I? Go ahead, he said, with faint irritation in his voice. She continued through, deleting a couple more after questioning him on them. As they entered the 40 miles per hour limit on the Upper Shoreham Road, he pointed through the windscreen at the thickening clouds. Rain's forecast in 2 hours. I've got to do a Heathrow pickup tonight, and I really want to do a bike ride after the Grand Prix, get in some cardio before I have to go.